Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, February 8th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A U.S. draft report on the Uganda Civil War doesn't go far enough. Christian hospitals can open doors for the gospel, and there are great hopes for a spring of hope via radio. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Uganda tops today's news. A U.S. State Department's report analyzing Uganda's 18-year civil war doesn't do enough. World Vision's Rory Anderson says while it raises awareness of the problems, it lacks any useful proactive solutions.
In our minds, a conflict that has been raging for 18 years, where more than 20,000 children have been abducted to be forced to become child soldiers and sex slaves, requires more than just a reiteration of the status quo, but instead laying out solutions and cutting-edge vision for both ending the war and rebuilding Uganda.
For 10 years, World Vision has had a Children of War Center where they help child soldiers. While lost innocence can never be reclaimed, Anderson says,
there is a lot of hope, and a lot of this hope lies in the fact that at the center of our ministry is prayer and really demonstrating to these children the love of God, and that the hope, even though they've done these horrible atrocities, that God still loves them and that they can still be a vessel of His to bless His people in northern Uganda.
Next, a pediatric ministry is giving children the physical help they need while also providing spiritual assistance. Cure International started its work in 1998 and has work in Africa, Latin America, and works in a creative access nation. Cure International's founder, Dr. Scott Harrison.
3 years ago, we started work in Afghanistan, down in the Kandahar area, and were given a hospital by the Minister of Health of Afghanistan in the Kabul area.
Harrison says helping the physical needs of children is important, but so is sharing the gospel. However, he says sometimes the stethoscope gets in the way.
We organized ourselves to at least attempt to guard against that. We have committed ourselves to have 50% of everything we do be a presentation of the gospel. We bring on and create a spiritual ministry team that is indigenous.
Pray for funding so they can meet the expansion demands. You're listening to Mission Network News. A former American Olympian is following in the footsteps of Olympian Eric Little. Hope International's Michael Smedley is now serving in China.
He came over here immediately after his Olympic gold medal, and he spent the rest of what would be his life here in China doing mission work. And I was alternate on the Olympic team the last two rounds, and now I feel like God's really called me to this environment as well.
Hope International is providing micro-enterprise lending to help provide seed money to help establish businesses in poor, rural, unreached areas.
We use the microfinance as a way to integrate our staff employees who act as missionaries to go out and make the loans, and then that's their way of getting into households to communicate the good news to people.
Hope International is one of just 17 groups doing this kind of work in China. Funding and volunteer business people are needed to help with this program. Next, evangelist Sammy Tippett has great hopes for Christian radio broadcasts and who they'll reach. He has a series airing in April that will target some of the serious issues that are facing Iranian youth. Tippett hopes the sessions will help Persian kids to know and worship God. Half a world away, Romanian radio broadcasts are airing in 7 different cities in Romania. The hope of Christ can be heard nearly every day of the week throughout this area. And OMS International is asking for prayer for the work of their ministries in Colombia. The seminary's academic year begins today, and many of the students still have financial needs. As for the prison outreach, 25 inmates in the Bella Vista prison were recently baptized. Pray for their spiritual growth as they attend discipleship classes. There is a special seminar in Cali this week that addresses prison ministry needs. OMS needs their team to participate, but have run into several obstacles. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.